Frontier. This is Radio Dublin. Broadcasting live from the nation's capital. Which every Sunday on 253 meters. Well, today, my friends, it's a very sad occasion in the history of Radio Dublin, as if this is our last program. The station is closing down today. So join us now in an historical occasion as we present the final hour of Radio Dublin. Good afternoon to you, my friends. My name is Paul Downey. Welcome indeed to the program. This is indeed the very last program from Radio Dublin. As last week, a lot of our listeners will know, we went off the air rather in a hurry. And the reason for this was we were raided once again. Well, they've taken our tape recorders. They've taken our record decks. They've taken our records. And they've taken our tapes. And posters. And our letters. But they can't take our spirit away from us. Yes, my friend, for the final time, Radio Dublin on 253. I sincerely hope we can stay on the air for the next hour, because once again, the powers that be may take it upon themselves to raid us once again. So, fingers crossed that this hour goes out okay. I want to let you know, my friend, there's absolutely havoc here in the studio today. As Dr. Don and Prince Terry, DJ W and the Captain are all working very hard on Outlook, making sure that this program goes out all right. So if the program goes off in a bit of a hurry, you'll know we've been raided again. Anyway, enough of this old flatter. A lot of records on the program today. Let's away and make it pay the music-making way.
Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight. And you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through. And breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we will make it up again. I beg of you, don't take a goodbye. And we give out another try. Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were breaking up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. And we give our all nothing to be tied. Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Down, do be do down, down. Come a down, do be do down, down. Come a down, do be do down, down.
Crowd, he waving as their curtain smash it right there called Boogie Night. And preceding that, we had Vintage Neil Sedaka for you. And breaking up is so hard to do, and it certainly is, because this is, in fact, the final hour of Radio Devil, my friends. Because next week, when you tune the 253, we won't be there. Yes, the powers that be have actually forced us off the air, my friends. What you can do to help is just simply write a little letter or postcard or whatever to the Department of Post and Telegraphs, Henry Street, Dublin 1. You got it? Address your card to the secretary, Department of Post and Telegraphs, Henry Street, Dublin 1, saying you want Radio Dublin legalized. And for goodness sake, make it quick, because we need your support desperately. All right, my friends, let's keep on grooving and moving, rocking and soling, bopping and strolling. Here we go, back in 1958. It's putting me on re-release. These are the Karen Twins. Number called When.
When you smile, when you smile at me, well I know love will always be. When you kiss me right, I don't want to ever say goodnight. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine? Oh, baby, I can't help it.
Valley of the Four Seasons. Silence is golden. Well, not in Radio Dublin's case, anyway. Oh, I hope it's not. So I hope that's your view, my friend. If you don't want to have Radio Dublin silenced and you want to keep us on the air, all you have to do, well, it might help us anyway, is just get as many names of people that you know about. Get them to put their name down on a letter or a postcard or whatever and get them to mail it off tomorrow, first thing tomorrow morning, to the Secretary, Department of Post and Telegraphs, Henry Street, Dublin 1, and ask them, are they satisfied now that Radio Dublin's off the air? You know, what great pleasure they must get in knocking us all the time, you know, constantly coming out to the houses and raiding us and taking all our equipment away. But they haven't got us yet, have they? Right on, brother. Remember, the Department of Post and Telegraphs, Henry Street, Dublin 1. You don't need a stamp on the envelope, and you do have to put your own name and address. That's most important, my friends. Just a few short lines will do this message. And, well, if they get a couple of thousand in during the week, well, we might have second thoughts about granting Radio Dublin a temporary license. Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, okay. Okay, we're getting a little bit sort of sad and sentimental, and it's not the way to be now, is it? All right, I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's almost, but it's not quite. Okay, let's go a little bit of reggae, man. Get a little shovel in your hand and start digging, no? These are the Runners.
The melody, sing it. You are the ones you can't go wrong. You are the ones so sing a song. Oh, 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 oh. I am the shanty, tell me. You are the wind that's blowing. You are the wind moving me along. Without you, you know life don't mean a thing. Without you, you pull my string. Oh, 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 oh. I am the melody.
Your part right down to the heart. That's that super reggae music right there from the Brothers. That little number right there called Sing Me. Hope you're all singing along with the great sounds today, are you? All right. He's a vase of making you enjoy the music.
After the time of a century in the clear blue skies over Germany came a roar and a thunder that had never heard. Like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. Eight men tried, and eight men died. Now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red bear was rolled up the shore. Eight men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red bear of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny-looking dog with a big black nose. He flew to the sky. The Siegfried then was the Baron shot him down.
Curse his wild again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red bear was roaring up a storm. Trying to end that spree of the bloody red bear of Germany. Now Snoopy had swore that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight.
That's the Royal Guardsmen singing for you. Snoopy versus the Red Baron. Is a current top 10 record for Manhattan Transfer.
Thank you. non-stop music.
A brand new Irish release. Comes from a group called The Union. They've had a couple of hit records out. Well, not a hit record. They had a couple of records released in the past, and let's hope that one is the one that brings them into the chart very, very soon. That's a group called The Union doing the song for you called Sing Me a Rainbow. We sincerely hope you enjoyed that record, my friends, here on Radio Dublin, the station. Thank you.
What else? Better than sit back and relax. The great old times of your number one sensation maker, the only man who has been known to play records in utter neutral. Paul Young, you're listening to Paul Young's show now. You know it makes sense. Number one sensation maker in Dublin.
Newsflash. Signals have been received from the planet Venus. These resemble sounds similar to those created by a musical instrument such as an organ. So perhaps there is life on Venus.
in 1965, he came alive. That's Chris Andrews in Yesterday Man. You heard it right here on the big side of the big one. Radio Dublin broadcasting live on 253 meters. This is the voice of local independent radio serving you with good music every Sunday, my friend. This, in fact, is the final hour of Radio Dublin because we are closing down today. The powers that be have forced us off the air. We're going to play good music right to the end, right? These are the Drifters. Oh, and you're more than a number in my little red book. I love y'all so much, I don't want to leave ya. Come on now. Let me hear you say it.
You're more than a number in my little red book. You're more than a one-night thing. All I ever did was just one look. My heart began a thumping, baby, I had it jumping. Oh, you're more than a number in my little red book. It takes to get the picture that you've been through. You're more than a number written in my little red book. Oh, baby, give us a chance. Don't let the small town rumors end our first real romance. Now, I'll admit I love up you. But there was never one like you. So darling, don't believe the things they say. You're more than a number in my little red book. You're more than a one-night thing. All I had to think it was just one look. My heart began a thumping.
Station here in Dublin. All right, here's Buddy Holly.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you keep me all your love and you, the hurt and love it. I'll give hug me, kiss me, and you want it to. Well, you know you love me, baby. Tell me, maybe that someday will come. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. When you make me cry, you say you're gonna.
day. So that'll be the day. So that'll be the day.
Pardon. And isn't she lovely, my friend? That's a beautiful song, Dad. But it's a very, very sad occasion here on Radio Dublin, because if you're just tuning in for the very first time today, well, you're just tuning in to the very last broadcast from Radio Dublin. We've been on constantly for a little over a year and a half now, providing Dublin with good music every Sunday on 253 meters medium wave. And now, well, we're being forced off the air. Yes, the Department of the Post and Telegraph have decided we're no longer should be on the air, and they're putting an all-out attack on us. So, my friends, this is the very last broadcast from the big day, and there's tears in my eyes because it meant a very great deal of that thing to me. I really find it very hard to put it into words how I feel about Radio Dublin, because it, through it, I've made a lot of new friends at the discotheques and so forth, and judging by your letters as well, because it's really been a great, I can't really say it. It's just been so wonderful to be involved in. And I'm certainly going to miss it. And hopefully that's the way you feel about it too. So if you're that way inclined, you can help us at the station by sending a little letter to the Department of Post and Telegraph saying that you want Radio Dublin put back on the air, because remember, we are your station and you do need us, because we're providing you with free entertainment every Sunday afternoon, and we're trying to please you with the kind of music that we play. So if you could just write a few lines to the Department of Post and Telegraph, care of the Secretary, Henry Street, Dublin 1. I'll give you the address one more time. The Secretary, the Department of Post and Telegraphs, Henry Street, Dublin 1. Just saying that you want Radio Dublin put back on the air, and why can't they give us a temporary license just to start with, you know? And tell all your friends about it, because we want to have a whole bundle of letters arriving at their office the first thing Tuesday morning. I suppose you post the first thing tomorrow morning. All right? So, come on, don't sit back now. We're going to be off the air, but I sincerely hope that you'll be thinking about us, because we'll be thinking about you. So keep writing to the press and to magazines, and above all, to the Department of Post and Telegraph, saying that you want Radio Dublin legalized. You got it? We really appreciate it, my friends. Remember, this is your station, and we're not going to be here next week, and we're surely going to miss you. I don't know how, I know I'm going on a little bit too much, maybe getting a bit sentimental over it, but it really meant a great deal to me.
And like I say, I want to dedicate this next record to all the staff here at Radio Dublin. That's Dr. Dawn and to his wife, DJ Debbie, not forgetting Prince Terry and his wife, Anne, and to Captain Cook and his wife, and all the great staff who make this program possible every week. Here's Rick Nelson for y'all.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be. Just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be. Just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be. Just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kissed me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you've missed me. Cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. That I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you. For me, never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
Yes, I'm dedicating that record to all the great staff here at Radio Dublin. And they really are a tremendous group of guys and gals because they put everything they have into the station. And it's just backfired because all the equipment has been taken from the studio. We're only just left with a little tape deck this week and a microphone and, of course, the transmitter. And that's all we have this week for you, my friends. And we hope that the program is coming out loud and clear. As I said, it can go off at any moment, so if the program just cuts off in mid-record, you know what's happened, my friends. We've been rated once again. I want to remind you, this is indeed the final hour of the Big D. But we do hope to come back sometime the next couple of months. So maybe some Sunday afternoon when you've nothing better to do, switch on your radio and you just may find us there. Right, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? But meantime, my friends, it's a very, very sad occasion for us all. And like I say, even though we're going to be off the air, I sincerely hope that you don't give up on us altogether. And keep your cards and letters rolling in to the Department of Post and Telegraphs, Henry Street, Dublin 1.
Don't give up on us, baby. Give up on us, baby. We're still your one.
all this I'm singing for you. That's the Gentleman. In fact, it'll be coming to Dublin. I think it's around about the end of March. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for that, the Roy Orbison gig. I think he's coming to the stadium, so watch out for that. I had the pleasure of actually seeing Roy in concert a couple of years back, and I must admit, he's a fantastic performer. But he doesn't move a bit on stage. He's like a dummy. Just stands there and strums his guitar and opens his mouth. Never even wiggles his leg or anything. There you go. Anyway, what's that got to do with the record? I don't know. The song, in fact, was called It's Over. And preceding that, we had David Soul saying, Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. Definitely showing the mood of the program, and I'm feeling very, very sentimental at the present moment in time, so we're going to play some more music before I break into tears altogether. We're going to go for a record, I'm sure it's going to go big. Coming from the Kurzweil Fires. And once again, it's called a radio a romance. That's what we have here in the big day, you know. Make a lot of new friends here in Radio Dublin. Flyers. They seem to be suffering from a radio romance. Well, that's what you get for tuning to the Big D all the time, isn't it? Well, I was in what you call a dire streak, trying to figure out what the final record I would play on Radio Dublin, and I figured it would have to be an Elvis record because he's my favorite star, and it had to be a song with a message in it. And so I went rummaging to my collection, and I finally came up with this one. So for all the Big D followers,
right,
and for everybody that enjoys my program, let me just tell you this.
Well, I'll be back, yeah, I'll be back, like a homesick train on a one-way track. I gotta travel and hit the gravel, but I'll be back,
I'll be back,
I'll be back,
yeah, I'll be back.
Well, I'll return, I shall return. Don't cool those lips, I wanna see them burn. Cause I'll be missing your kind of kissing. But I'll be back,
but I'll be back,
I'll be back,
yeah, I'll be back.
Well, there ain't nobody tell me there I go. Oh no. And no one tells the poet where to blow. Oh no. I'm coming back. Don't throw away that welcome mat. Lord, I'm hoping to still be open. A teeny weeny crack to your shack. Oh, but keep that love I'm burning. Oh,
be back. I'm coming back. Don't go away. That welcome mat. Door I'm holding. Still the old man. A teeny wee crack. To your shack. So, you had it all right, burning.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's Elvis saying he'll be back and I'll be back, and hopefully all the crew here at Radio Dublin will be back in the not-too-distant future, because they can't keep us away forever. But in the meantime, my friends, let's call on the Radio Dublin Choir for the very last time. Yes, indeed, my friends, the time has come, unfortunately, all too quickly. My final words here on Radio Dublin. Well, I sincerely hope that Ethan Donald, you're going to be out of your ears, that we're not out of your mind, because we're going to be thinking about you all the time, and looking forward to the day that we can return triumphantly. So, till that time comes, my friends, keep your cries and letters rolling in to the press. Keep writing into the newspapers, understand? Saying that you want Radio Dublin brought back. Remember, this is your station, my friends, and we do care. And just one final thing, my friends. The first thing tomorrow morning, you can post off a couple letters to the Secretary, Department of Post and Telegraphs, Henry Street, Dublin 1. We're trying to organize a little bit of a protest, you see? And we'd appreciate your help. Remember, you don't need a stamp, but you do have to put your own name and address on it. That's it, my friends. We've come to the end of broadcasting from Radio Dublin. The voice has been silent. Yes, the powers of being have confiscated all our record decks and tape recorders, microphone and mixers, and we have to borrow the equipment for this week's program just so we could say goodbye to you, because we're always thinking about you. So on behalf of everybody here at the station, that's Dr. Don, DJ Debbie, Prince Terry and Captain Cook, and myself, Paul M., may I say that even though we're going to be out of your ears for some time, we hope that we won't be out of your thoughts. So next week when you tune on to 253, we shan't be there. So with regret, but I say, Radio Dublin is now closing down. Goodbye, everybody, and thanks for listening. Goodbye.
The final hour of Radio Dublin was a Radio Dublin presentation and production, and it came to you via the tape service of FRC Ireland.